Okay, Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos class learning. I thank everyone for accommodating my change of schedule. Just a heads up, next week I also have to be out of town on Thursday, so next week it is also Tuesday evening at 8:15 p.m. I post the reminder on the chat, but I'm just giving you a heads up to please mark your calendar next Tuesday evening at 8:15 p.m. as well. As with Hashem, we should all be well. Okay, let's get started by thanking our sponsors tonight. Esti Klein is sponsoring Lilui Nishmas Chaim Yisachar Dov Ben Shlomo Ephraim Beryl Fried. He was nifter on Chof Nisan. He is the father, Esti said, of one of my closest friends, and he was the shadchan for me and my husband. That's all she wrote, so I asked her if she wanted to elaborate. So she said, if I expanded the dedication to give a full picture of how our families overlapped and the tremendous hashkacha, it would be an amazing Yoel Gold movie, and you would not have much time left to teach anything. So I'm keeping it brief, but we have tremendous hakara satov to the nifter. We literally have him to thank as the shaliach for the beautiful life that her and her husband Baruch Shem have together. So this year should be a schus for the aliyah neshama zichira the tova of Chaim Yisachar Dov, Ben Shlomo Ephraim, Zichrono Levracha, whose Yirtzai was Chof Nisan, Amen v'Amen. And we thank Esti very much for her sponsorship of tonight's shir. And then our shir founder, Miriam Goodman. Miriam Goodman is sponsoring with tremendous Hakar Satov to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving her the miracle of a second grandchild, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kiliom Chaso, a beautiful baby girl, Liora Yehudis Shatichya. A karsa tov for the birth of a healthy granddaughter is very personal and a very meaningful experience, said Miriam. This special Pesach gift was my beautiful Afi Komen present, and she wants to share this karsa tov with her sheer friends, who she said are now her extended family. Especially Michal, who has been on this journey with me since our shir began 4 years ago. Our commitment and devotion to the Klal knows no bounds. There are no words to properly express her appreciation to Michal and for all of us, for all we do collectively to keep this shir going. Thank you all. May this chus from this Pirkei Avos, and not only that, but Miriam said, practicing what we are learning brings shalom in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshuas to all of Klal Yisrael. May Mashiach join us next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, for our weekly shir. Amen ve'amen. Oh, I didn't understand, Esti, when you wrote he was Nifter on Chof Nisan. Oh, you mean he was just Nifter on Chof Nisan? I thought his Yirtzeh was on Chof Nisan. Oh, wow. Chaim Yisachar Dov and Shlomo Ephraim was just Nifter on Chof Nisan. Then Hashem should have an Aliyah and a Nachas from these Divrei Torah that we will share. Thank you for clarifying. And also a huge, huge Mazel Tov and a Shevach V'Otah Tokosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of Miriam's Baruch Hashem, second grandchild, beautiful baby girl, Ora Yehudas, Shatichya, Shatizku, Legada, the Torah, Ula Chupa, Ula Maisim Tovim, Amen, Va Amen. Let's get into our learning. So, in Yanni Yoma tend to be very much on my mind. And even though the days of commemoration of Medinat Yisrael are not days enacted by Chazal as halachic status days, they have tremendous meaning to Medinat Yisrael. So the people of Am Yisrael, of our generation and our times, to those of us who connect to Klal Yisrael, and to the experiences that we go through as a nation in the years following the Shoah, Hakamas HaMedina in 1948, and coming up to the 76th birthday of the State of Israel. So I'm going to begin. Oh, is that Ima? Hi, Ima. You accommodated our date change. Thank you so much. So I'm going to begin by quoting a number of different Mishnayos. I went through the sixth Prakam of Pirkei Avos. I'm going to begin by quoting a number of different Mishnayos that I think tie very much into the theme of the time. I think just for me personally, this is just personal reflection. This is not halacha, it's not an etzah. Yom Ha'atzmu for me feels a little different than this year, than usual. Given that Yom HaZikaron, L'chayilei Tzahal, as well as for the victims of terror, falls the day before Yom Ha'atzmu. Yom HaAtzmaut is always tinged with a little bit of sadness when we consider all the kedoshim and the cost of having the state. There's a famous saying that Yom HaZikaron teaches us, Yom HaShoah teaches us the cost of not having a state and Yom HaZikaron Korban reminds us of the cost of having a state. But this year in particular, as we still have 133 hostages who are being held in captivity, some who are no longer Be'eretz HaChayim and some who are in the eternal world of truth but have not been zochet to Kvar Yisraelis, and the suffering of their families, which is simply unfathomable, mamish, absolutely unfathomable, as well as all the Niftarim, four soldiers were killed in a rocket attack on the Keren Shalom crossing on Sunday. They were ages 18, 19, 19, and 21. Two soldiers were killed yesterday in the north in a suicide drone, I think I saw, that was not able to be intercepted in time. They were both reservists who were 31 years old. Just for me personally, I'm not saying how you should feel. I'm not a Rav. I'm not giving a psak. Ramat Smoot feels a little bit different this year when we reflect on the fact that Israel is fighting for her survival. And the cost of having the state, which of course we give tremendous hodana kodesh baruch hu. I don't know if there's anyone this year who has actually not been to Israel in our day and our age. We could only imagine, or we, I should say, cannot imagine if it was under foreign dominion. We travel so freely back and forth to Eretz Israel. It's a tremendous chus and a merit that we all have because it is Baruch Hashem in Jewish hands. Who can imagine, God forbid, I can't even say, my grandparents knew what it meant, that the state, that the land was not a Jewish state in Jewish hands. We give tremendous shavach and odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, it's a year that is marred by a tremendous amount of loss and a tremendous amount of pain and tremendous amount of tears and crying over the land. So I'm going to go through a number of Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that I think reflect the theme, or that I chose to reflect the theme of what I would like to speak about this evening, which is these days of Yom HaZikaron, which are upcoming next Monday, next Tuesday, Yom HaZikaron followed by Yom HaAtzmaut. So the Mishnah begins by telling us, Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Mishari Knesset HaGadolah. Last week we spoke about Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Remember, Moshe Kibel Torah Mesir Mesrali Yeshua, Yeshua is the Canaan. We quoted the Bartanura. Midos come from Sinai, not from the Chachmei Musar, from their own hearts, but rather Hashem told Moshe Ar Sinai what it means to be a mensch, and Moshe transmitted that down to us. This is the second Mishnah on Perek Aleph. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Mishari Knesset HaGadolah. Shimon HaTzadik was from the last remaining of Anshe Knesset HaGadolah. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Shosha Dvarim HaOlam HaMeir. Upon three things does the world stand. Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. The world stands upon Torah. The world stands upon Torah learning. Baruch Hashem Avodah, which today is Tefillah in the place of Karbanos. And the world stands upon Gemilas Chasadim. I was thinking of, there's a famous vignette told of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that someone came to him, the Rashke Bahag, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levrach, someone came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he said to him, he wants to go to the Kfarim in the north, to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed the man in the direction of Har Herzl and he said, why do you have to go to the north? You have a whole mountain of Kivrei Tzadikim right here. So Gemilas Chasadim, I think that there is no greater chesed than those of the soldiers and their families, who stand at the head of the line to defend our nation and to defend our land. When the call comes, we know the enlistment rate post October 7th was more than 100%. And there's no greater chesed than the selflessness of the soldiers, the mishtara, the mishmer hagvul, the IDF, the IAF, who know that they're putting their lives on the line. They're doing the ultimate chesed. Hashem should watch over them and make them successful, to keep them safe, take them safe, bring them home safe, doing the ultimate chesed on behalf of you and me. And wherever we were in Israel, when we'd see groups of soldiers in January, I would speak to them and I would tell them that Atem lochamim lo rak bishvil am Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael v'medinat Yisrael. You're not only fighting the fight of Medinat Yisrael, Atem lochamim et lochem shel kol yudim b'chol olam. You are fighting the fight of all Jews all over the world. Who could, God forbid, fathom a world that my grandparents knew pre the state? I have no conception of what it means to even live in a world that does not have a Jewish state. And of course, everything was a siyata d'shmaya, and there are shlichim of a kodesh baruch hu, but the gemilas chesed that our soldiers, the absolute selflessness that they put themselves and their families as well to defend the state and to defend Am Yisrael all over the world is a tremendous act of chesed that holds up the world. 1 second, please. Yes. Drive safely. Enjoy. Furthermore, in Perek Aleph, the Mishnah also tells us, Nita ha arbeli omer hachik mishachin ra, va'al tis chaber l'rasha, va'al tis ya'ish min ha'por anus. Nite ha arbeli tells us, stay away from a bad neighbor, which is a very good advice. Al tis chaber l'rasha, not become friends, like from the word chibur. Don't be in a chibura of wickedness and wicked people, va'al tis ya'ish min ha'por anus. A Jew has to know that we cannot have yeush, we cannot have a sense of despair. Yeush is more than a certain sense of sadness. Yeush is a sense of where a person feels, chas v'sham, this is not the approach of Kai, so that maybe we should give up. But there's such a sense of overwhelming despair that we see no solution and a sense of wanting to give up. I forgot to get the Rosh, which I want to quote for you. I know exactly where it is. Baruch Hashem, 1 second. So the Perush HaRosh, this is a Rishon on Chumash, is incredible. This pshat that I want to quote for you. It's Parshas Bo, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Beis. So by Malkus Choshech, by the plague of darkness, I know Pesach seems like a really long time ago, but it was just last week, end of last week. By Malkus Choshech, we know that Rashi tells us during the Shloshes Yemei Afela, during the 3 days of thick darkness, Mesu Kol HaRashayim Ba'oso Ador. All the Rashayim in that generation died. They didn't want to leave Egypt, and they died during the 3 days of intense darkness. Interestingly, Dasan and Aviram, who were rabble-rouser troublemakers, who make trouble, they leave over the man, they instigate Bechere Egel, they're with Korach in his rebellion. How come they didn't die during Shloshes Yemei Afela? The Rosh has a very, very powerful comment. It's a very short, pithy comment, very powerful. It's Perush HaRosh al Chumash, Shmos Perigyud, Pasuk Chav Beis. And he says, Yesh l'sh'ol, we can ask a question. Ma'i shanemar, shemesu kol harashayim b'soch Shloshes Yemei Afela, v'dasan v'avirim lo mesu. We have to ask a question. What does it mean that all the wicked from Klal Yisrael died during the 3 days of thick, heavy darkness, tangible darkness, and Dasan and Aviram did not die? They were complete Rishayim. Yesh lomar, we can say, afa pi shahayu Rishayim, even though they were wicked, lo nisya'ashu min ha'geula. It's unbelievable. Remember this. It's the Perush HaRosh, Sefer Shemos, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Beis. That's where the Torah talks about Malkus Choshech and speaks about the 3 days of thick darkness. And that's where Rashi says that the Rishayim of that generation died. So Rashi says, how come Dasan and Aviram didn't die? They were Rishayim Gemurim. And he answers as follows, Yesh lomar, afal pi shehayu Rishayim, lo nisya'ashu min ha'geula. They had one unbelievable midah. They never despaired. With all the tzaros and the babies in the river and the taskmasters and the beatings and the taking away of their finances and the slave labor and the infanticide and the vayurumaru es chayim and the avodas parach, nevertheless, Dasan and Aviram never gave up hope. They always believed that the geula was going to come. Lo nisya'ashu min ha'geula. They did not have a sense of despair. They did not think it's never going to happen. We're never going to get out of here. The geula is never going to come. And Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, the Ravid of the Eda Haredi, says, by the geula ha'asida, anyone that does not have tzipisu l'Yeshua will not survive. Just like in the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Dasan and Aviram survived because they never gave up and they always believed that the geula will come. So too, he says that by the geula ha'asida, it will have a similar outcome. Those who are, I can't say that, but let me say it like this. Those who are not Misya'ish min ha-Geula will be redeemed. Those who always believe and hope and long and wait that the Yeshua will come, and despite how the world stage looks and how bleak the picture looks for Klal Yisrael and how much of a sense of despair a person could feel, Nitar Bailey says, V'al tisya'ish min ha-Pronos. We have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a will, there is a divine blueprint, and we can never have such a sense of despair from Pur Anus that we feel that Chas V'Shom, the Geula will never come. And it is the Midah of Am Yisrael to always keep waiting and keep believing on Imami B'Amur Shleim B'Bavias HaMashiach V'Avol Pishyas Mameh. It's true, he's taking a very long time, but we have to hope and we have to long for him without a sense of Yeyush, a sense of sadness for what's been lost, overwhelming sadness. A sense of longing for those who are no longer here, a sense of, I don't know what the right word is, the magnitude of what has been lost, of who has been lost, of all the children without fathers, parents who sent their some boys to the friend who did not come back. I was at Har Herzl a couple of times, all the fresh kvarim of our young boys. But a Jewish midah is al tisir ish min her per anus. We can never have a sense of despair that the Gula will not come. And we keep hoping and we keep believing. And every Amida we say, Yerushalayim Ircha Rachem Tashuv, et Samach David Avdecha Mehera Satzmiach, because a Jew always continues to believe and he does not give into a sense of despair from Puranus like Nitahar Abeli advises us. Hashem Netzadik says, Oshosh Dvar Melom, Meral Torah Velvodag Midas Chasadim. Every act of chasid is selflessness. If you give your time to someone else, you are selfless, you're giving up your time. If you cook food for somebody, as someone just told me today about a certain massive that people of a certain community cook food for someone in need, they sent a whole Pesach, that's selfless. What you're doing is giving something of yourself. Is there anything more giving than our brave soldiers? Is there anything more selfless than our brave soldiers who go out with Shem Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh, Shema Echad? I'm sure many of you, like I did, saw the video of the soldiers before they entered into Rafah last night, Shem Yishmar Aleihem. They are so selfless, and they're not only defending Medina Israel. Let us not delude ourselves. Let's just look at the world stage. Do they welcome us? Are we so welcome in New York? Are we so welcome on American Airlines, on JetBlue, and Columbia University? Are we so welcome in the streets of wherever we live? They're fighting the fight of all of Am Yisrael. And I would tell them in January, Sabim Shalu, Hayana Tzlei Sha'ah, Velo Hayu Tzava, Velo Hayu Medina, Velo Hayu Avachad, again Elohim. My grandparents, I would tell them, were not Tzlei Sha'ah. Yes, there was Am Yisrael. They were survivors of the Shoah. They did not have a state to welcome them. They had a British ban on immigration, so they could instead, their families went to the gas chambers. The ultimate chesed, the ultimate selflessness is those soldiers who have not been home for 200 and however many days we're up to, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, who are fighting in Gaza, who are fighting in Rafah, who are defending the northern border, and don't think that they're only fighting for the Jews in Medina Israel. It's not true. They're fighting for every single one of us. Secondly, Nita Rabbeinu tells us, don't despair of Puranus. And it's true. If you look at what's happening today, you could have a tremendous sense of Yeyush. What we learn from Dasan and Avirim, says Rashi. I mean, who learns anything from Dasan and Avirim? They were Rishayim Gemurim. Afal Pishay Rishayim Gemurim. He says that. Why didn't they die during Shloshes Yimei Afela? You know what Mida they had? They believed the Gula was going to come. And if Dasan and Avirim believed the Gula was going to come, we who are not on that level. Well, I shouldn't say that. They were in the Dordea. Maybe they were probably on a much higher level than me. Actually, not probably. But at least we could learn from them. That we have to believe always that the Yeshua is coming and we have to strengthen ourselves and be mechazik in this. Furthermore, Hillel used to say, Im ein ani li mili, ukusha ani, I'm still in Perek Alf, ukusha ani la atzmi ma'ani, v'im lo achshav, emasai. That is the call of the moment. That is the call of the existence of every Jew, is Torah Jew at least, since October the 7th. Im ein ani li mili, you need to step up to the plate. I need to better myself. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me, Michos? How can I improve? What Kabbalah can I take? How can I increase my Ahavas Yisrael? How can I be a Chozer B'Teshuvah? What can I do? Who's going to do the Avodah for me? What Yeshuas? What Segu? No. What zuchuyos, that's what I'm looking for, can I facilitate to bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael? If I cannot be Messiah Shemina Peranus and I believe the Gula is coming, then I also believe that I have to do something to facilitate the Gula. If you're not going to do it, who's going to do the Avodah for you? No Jew is exempt. Everyone has to say, what is Hashem telling me? He's calling to us loud and clear. He's pounding on the door. He's saying, open the door. What can I do? Who's going to do my Avodah? Im eina nili mili. How can I be a better Jew, a better person, a kinder person, strengthen my bein adam mechaver, and strengthen my bein adam makom? Every person has to ask themselves, every day we have to be working on avodas Hashem. Im eina nili mili. Who's going to do it if I don't do it for me? However, ukashani la'atzmi, ma'ani. If I live only for myself, then what am I? Every one of our brave and precious soldiers answers the call of im eina nili mili. I know that every single one of them are defending with tremendous holiness and fortitude all of Am Yisrael on the borders of Medina Yisrael. On the other hand, Shani Lasmi Mani. Is there anything more selfless than saying, I do not only live for myself? I must also go out and battle for others. I don't only live for myself. If I only live for myself, what am I? V'im lo achshav. And if not now, emasai. And when? We have to ask ourselves that same question. Am I doing my utmost, im eina nili mili, in this tekufa in which we find ourselves? We always knew Jewish history. A Torah yid knows Jewish history. somewhere in the back of our minds, we probably thought it was a possibility that we could live to see the cycle of history in our time. I'm not sure how much I really actually believed I would live to see the events of these past 7-8 months. I don't know. Of course, I always knew it's possible. History is replete. Jewish history was replete with such matzavim. That's the nature of galus. But we move to a country, to a land, to a galus, we become very comfortable. We're part of the culture, the entertainment, the sports, the venues. I'm at home. It's the golden in Medina. They think Berlin is Jerusalem, said the Masha Chachma, and we think New York is Jerusalem. And then Hashem wakes us up. There is a massive wake-up call. The alarm clock is pounding on the door. And I have to ask myself, Imeina Nili Mili, who's going to do my Avodas Hashem? Who's going to do whatever tikkun I need to bring to this world to facilitate redemption if I don't grab the opportunity, learn more, increase my tefillah, do another act of chesed, be more forgiving, find a way to help another Jew. Let me just forgive, let it go, make shalom, improve my ben adam l'makom as well. Imeina Nili Mili. Shanil asked me, Mani, but if I only live for myself as a Jew, if I don't recognize that the destiny of one is the destiny of all, I want to quote the Rav. Then what am I? One second. I'm coming. My plug had fallen out of my charger. The Rav says, on Esther Hamalka. Im ein ani li mili, however, ukashani la atzmi mani. Do I think I can escape the fate of all other Jews? Kashani la atzmi, if I live in my own little Dar Amos, and not take into account the greater picture of what it means to be part of Kal Yisrael, ma ani, what am I? Salvechuk says, Mordechai says to Esther, Al tadami b'nafshech li malei beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim, ki mecharish tacharishi beis ha-zos, revech v'atzali ha-mod ha-yehudim imakam acher, v'atu beis ha-vich tovedu. Do not imagine that you can escape in the king's palace from the fate of all the other Jews. If you persist in your silence at this time, deliverance and salvation will come to the Jews for another place. I'm relating this to the teaching of Hillel, Kshani la'atzmi mani. If I think I could escape, if I don't think that I am part of Klal Yisrael, if I don't think I have to make a contribution and move beyond myself to do something for the Klal, then what am I? Our fate, says the Rav, does not distinguish between the aristocrats and the common folk, between the rich and the poor, between a prince garbed in royal purple and a pauper begging from door to door, between a pietist and an assimilationist. Pietist, a chassid, an assimilationist, a Jew who's far removed from Judaism. Our fate does not distinguish whether you are an aristocrat or a common folk, a rich or poor, a prince garbed in royal purple or a pauper begging from door to door, whether you are the pietist from the word piety, or whether you're an assimilationist. Even though we speak a plethora of languages, even though we inhabit all different lands, even though we look different, one Jew is short and dark, the other is tall and blonde. Even though we live in varying and unequal social and economic conditions. One may dwell in a magnificent palace, some Jews live in mansions, and the other live in a rented apartment, a miserable hovel, in the words of the Rav. We all share the same fate. If the Jew in the hovel is beaten, then the security of the Jew in the palace is endangered. Megillas Masoros HaRav. Megillas Esther with commentary of Soloveitchik on the words Al Tadami B'Nafshich. If the Jew in the hovel is beaten, then the security of the Jew in the palace is endangered. Do not imagine you can escape to the king's palace from the fate of all the Jews. Both Queen Esther, garbed in royal garments, and Mordechai the Jew, clad in sackcloth, were caught in the same web of historical circumstances. Because we all share the same fate. Chaverim kol Yisrael, all of Israel are knit together, says the Rav. We will all be pursued unto death together, or we will all be redeemed with an eternal salvation. No one's going to do the work for me that I have to do for my own betterment of my soul and my persona. If I think I can escape the fate of all the Jews, if I can live by myself without joining the klal, ma'ani, what am I? The imlo achshav, says Hillel. If the time is not now, if there's not a greater and greater and greater sense of urgency since October the 7th, emasai. When will we finally hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on the door? In regard to our brave chayalim, they truly answer the call of Im'ein Ani Limili. They understand. They have to embrace the moment. Shanila Atzmimani, they also understand they don't only live for themselves. They're fighting your fight. They're fighting my fight. They are protecting me. Yimlo Achshav Imasai. Skipping ahead to the beginning of Perek Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Asar Nisyonus Nisnasa Avram Avinu Elavasham V'Ama B'Kulam. The 10 tests, our forefather Avram was tested, and he withstood them all. Lo'odia Kamechibasu Shal Avram Avinu Elavasham. To make it known how beloved is Avram Avinu Elavasham. There's a difference in count and how the commentators see the 10 tests. Some start with Kivshan Aish, which is only brought down in Rashi to Perek Yil'al Pasuch of Ches. Some start with Lachacha. Some see Misas Sara is the final test. No, I shouldn't have said that. Kvura Sara is the final test. But all, as far as I know, agree that Akedas Yitzchak, actually all, not as far as I know, all agree Akedas Yitzchak was one of the most difficult 10th, or Misas Sara was 10th. How do we know that I'll agree? Because what does the Psukim say at the beginning of Perach of Bezim Bereshis? Vayihi achar dvarim ha'eda v'alokim nisa esavram. It says b'feirish on the Chumash that God tested Abraham. And what did God say to him? Vayomel Avram, kachnas bincha es yichidcha asher hafta es yitzchak. V'alechecha arzo Maria. The offering of Yitzchak completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nisayon that has followed our people, all the nishonos of Avram had followed our people throughout all time. You know, I've been on Har Herzl a number of times. It's a very large mountain. And you have Kfarim there, which I saw on my summer of 2019 trip. Kfarim from Holocaust survivors, Nitzlei Shoah, who came off the boats. They were given a gun. They survived the Shoah. And they fell in the War of Independence. Some of them, their names are not even known. They came as sole survivors and fell right away. We have Kfarim from the 1948 War of Independence, from the fall of Jerusalem in 48, the Holy Defenders of Gush Etzion, all of Israel's wars, Chaim Hatzion terror attacks. It's a very, very big mountain. It just looks so vast. So many Kfarim. It's Dayenu already. It's Mamish Dayenu. And each one to their parent is their bincha, their yechidcha, asher ahavta. Each one is the whole world, their only son, the one they love, the most precious one. I really just chose to highlight one of the kedoshim since October 7th, because otherwise we would be here for many, many hours and years if we tried to do justice. We couldn't even be able to, but if we attempted to do justice. I'll just speak about one. I actually spoke about him, Parshas Chayei Sarah, this past fall. His name was Eliakim Shlomo Libman. I spoke about him because he was presumed to be a captive in Gaza. He was presumed to be a hostage. And he had two brothers fighting in the IDF. And wherever they would go in Gaza, not wherever, but many places, they would spray paint all the walls. Eliakim Mivim Otcha Habaita. Al-Yakum, we're bringing you home. On the front of the IDF bulldozers, they would spray paint that they're bringing Al-Yakum home, his two brothers. It was just determined on Erev Shabbat that Al-Yakum Shlomo Libman, Hashem Yukom Damo, is in fact not a hostage, but he is a niftar of October the 7th. And Yom HaZikaron 5784, 76 years since the establishment of the State of Israel. Al-Yakum Shlomo Libman, Hashem Yukom Damo, who is presumed to have been abducted by Hamas terrorists on October the 7th, was pronounced dead after his remains were found in Israel, the IDF announced on Friday, this past Friday. On October 7th, Al-Yakum Libman, 23, was working as a security guard at the Nova Music Festival. After the attack, he spent hours at the site helping wounded victims. He was in an ambulance treating a victim when it took a direct hit from a missile, an anti-tank missile. His remains were, it's a difficult article. That's not the correct word. It's a difficult matzav. But I didn't get to it yet. But in Paragvava Pirkei Avos, we are told that one of the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired is Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. Every Torah Jew, I wrote in my notes, must carry the burden of our collective experience upon their shoulders. No one is exempt, especially in a time in which we are going through. Al-Yakum's remains were unrecognizable. They were mistakenly buried alongside one of the other 365 people murdered at the Nova Music Festival. Since his remains were never found, he was presumed to have been abducted, but there was never any forensic evidence of his abduction. The IDF said that his remains were identified after a complex investigation carried out by the IDF, police, and Ministry of Health, and the Institute of Forensic Medicine. The process of identification took over a month and involved Zaka Tel Aviv. They had to open dozens of kfarim to determine if more than one kadosh was buried together. Al-Yakum Shlomo Libman, Hashem Yukom Damo, is the son of Eliyahu Libman, the former head of Kiryat Arba Chevron Council. His father, Eliyahu Libman, had a brother named Shneir Shlomo Libman. So in other words, Al-Yakum Libman, who was just found to be Nifter and not an abductee, had an uncle, his father's brother. His name was Shneir Shlomo. He was murdered in a terror attack in Yitzhar in 1998. At the age of 24. If you picked up on it, Al-Yakum was named after his uncle. His father's brother was Shneir Shlomo, and Al-Yakum was named Al-Yakum Shlomo. Al-Yakum, Hashem Yukom Damo, was named after his uncle, was murdered at about the same age as his uncle. In addition, the terrorist who murdered his uncle were released in Shalitio in 2011, I may have played a part in the October 7th attack. One more article. That was from Yeshiva World News, and I'm quoting from Times of Israel. Thousands gathered on Sunday in Hebron, the two final tests of Avram Avinu were Akedas Yitzchak and Misas Kfura Sara. Akedas Yitzchak was the sacrifice of his son, and Kfura Sara was the burial of his wife. Where? By Avram Lispolisar of Kosa. Where did he come to? Kiryas Arba Hechevron. Where did he buy a portion of land? Kiryas Arba Hechevron. Thousands gathered on Sunday in Hechevron for the funeral of Al-Yakum Libman, 23, who is thought to have been taken captive by Hamas terrorists on October 7th, but was declared deceased last week after his body was found in the grave of another massacre victim. This is one kadosh. One. Since October 7th, well over 1,500. One family. One nifter. One kadosh, a mosra nafshal, kadosh Hashem. Libman is working as a security guard at the Supernova Music Festival on October 7th. And Hamas terrorists launched an assault at the party, murdering hundreds of partygoers and kidnapping many others. He was murdered as he stayed behind to try and save others at the party. On Friday, the IDF announced his death after his body was found accidentally buried in the cave of another victim from the massacre. His funeral was held at the old Jewish cemetery in Hebron. In her hesped, his mother, Avishag, said her son was a sweet, smiling, and smart boy. He was remembered for his good deeds by the thousands who attended the funeral. "We wanted you to get married at the Ma'arat HaMachpelah," said his mother, "and in the end, we are burying you next to the Ma'arat HaMachpelah." Libmid's brother Elkanah said in his hesped he believed Eliakim was hiding someplace, and in another second, surely his brother would return. And the family believed there was no way he would have allowed himself to be kidnapped. He added he imagined to himself that his brothers would kill his captors of being held by them. Eliakim's father, Eliyahu Libman, is the council chairman of the town of Kiryat Arba. According to the family, Libman stayed behind for hours treating other wounded people until he himself was murdered. Another security guard who survived recounted to the family that Libman and his friend Eitan Moore stopped to help an injured woman. The other guard, Moshe, begged them to leave and save themselves. But the two of them didn't want to leave this injured woman. That was the last that Moshe saw both Eliakim and Eitan. Eitan Moore is still believed to be held hostage in Gaza. I don't even want to read the next sentence. It's just on the difficulty of identifying the remains of the Kedoshim. In December, authorities found the remains of another victim, Shani Gabai, who was also mistakenly buried with those of another woman. The declaration of Libman's death was based on findings that were identified following a complex excavation carried out by the military, the police, Institute of Forensic Medicine, and the Health Ministry, said the military on Friday. The Mishnah tells us that Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and we know that Kol Mashir El Avos Simon Labanim. Everything that happened to our forefathers happened to their children. And the 9th test was, or the 10th, depending on the count. Kachnes Bincha Sichircha Asher Hafta. And if you've been to Har Herzl or any other military cemetery in the country, you know how vast, unfortunately, there's no words. The mountain is, and the number of kvarim, and every single one is the bincha, the echircha, asher hafta, to their family. In Parakei, we are told that Yehuda ben Tamai Omer, Yehuda ben Tamai says, "Hey, ve'az kenamer, ve'kal kenasher, ve'ratz ketzvi, ve'gibar ka'ari, asor v'tzon avicha shabashamayim." I thought to myself, what an apropos Mishnah to describe the courage of our soldiers. Heve az kenamer, be strong as a leopard. The kal kenesher, be light as a nesher. Ratz kitzvi, run like a gazelle, run like a deer. The gibor ki'ori, be as strong as a lion. Aso ritzon avicha shabashamayim. With a swiftness, with a courage, with a fast running, with a tremendous strength, our soldiers are defending all of Am Yisrael, not only Medina Yisrael. One of the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired is to be nosei ba'olam chaveru. I mentioned this already in a different share, but my son told me that he went to the Vaya of Rav Per, Rosh Hashiva Farakwe Zatzal, on Sunday. And one of the things he told me that Rav Per's son-in-law said is he always wanted to know, he said it in Yiddish, I don't know the Yiddish, my son told it over to me in Yiddish, I remember. Rav Per always asked, what's the matz of an Eretz Yisrael? And in fact, his son-in-law recounted that the last conversation he had with his father-in-law, Zatzal, on Tuesday of last day of Pesach, the Chutzart, last conversation he had, his father-in-law said to him in Yiddish, what's the matz of an Eretz Yisrael? We have to be nosei ba'olim chaveiro. Every Torah Jew must carry the burden of our collective experience upon their shoulders. Al tidami b'nafshech li malei b'samech mikol ha'yudim. When the Jew in the hovel is being beaten, the life of the Jew of the palace is endangered. And no one should think that they are exempt from the collective. This is a matzav that is facing Kal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, and Golus Jews all over the world. And we have to carry, no say, we have to carry the burden. Im chaveru. And I just feel very strongly, again, this is just my personal feeling. On these days of reflection, I mean, so many in the state, in Medina Israel, there is a custom, I don't know what you should call it, a practice, that on Yom HaZikaron, the families of the fallen go to stand at the kfarim of their children. And in whatever way we can, to not feel removed, to feel some of their pain, to cry along with them, not only for them, to cry with them, to daven for them, to think about them, to know that their story is my story because I'm part of Am Yisrael. I want to get Miriam Peretz. One second. Let me just see if I can find it quickly. It was Yom HaZikaron, shortly a month after Eli Raz fell. It was just Eli Raz's Yortzeit on 11 Nisan, Erev Pesach. Let me see if I can find it quickly. Yeah, I think that I will read the words of Miriam Peretz. This was her tribute to her sons on Yom HaZikaron, 1 month after Eli Raz was killed. On the eve of Yom HaZikaron, 5770, 2010, less than a month after Eli Raz was killed. Remember, her son Uriel was killed in 1990. I stood at their kfar almost 5 years ago on her Herzl. A few meters apart from each other, like she writes in her book. So on the eve of Yom HaZikaron 5770, 2010, less than a month after Eli Raz was killed. Eli Raz was killed Erev Shabbat HaGadol. It's just his Yortzeit. And she was asked to write a piece about her feelings. Uriel was killed in 1998 in battle in the north with Hezbollah. And Eli Raz fell in 2010. He was married to Shlomit, and they had 4 young children. So this is what she composed less than a month after Eli Raz was killed in honor of Yom HaZikaron. Uriel and Eli Raz, my life's joy and my heart's grief, forgive me, my beloved children. Forgive me that I am here, continuing without you. Life grasps onto me. It grips me by force, and it does not release me. I don't know why. I am a mother like all other mothers. I hope for my children's success, health, and safety. Like all mothers, writes Miriam, I am afraid, worried, and hurting. Forgive me, Uriel, my oldest son. This year I won't stand beside your grave on Yom HaZikaron. I've done it for 12 years, half of them with Abba beside me, along with Eli Raz. Eli Raz, who salutes you and silently shouts, my brother, my beloved. Uriel, I'm sure you already know that Eli Raz, your brother, who you loved and admired, the one you always told me was better than you. I'm sure you already know that Eli Raz has joined you. This year I will stand beside him on Yom HaZikaron because he needs me. He's new in your section. He has to get used to the dark and the earth. You know, I never played favorites between the two of you. They were her 2 oldest children. I always sat between the two of you. With my right hand, I stroked your golden locks. With my left hand, I smoothed Eli Raz's kinky curls. A hug on the right, a hug on the left, always together with one mother. Now I will stand at a distance. 4 yards separate you, Uriel, from Eli Raz. I will gaze at you from behind Eli Raz's grave. I know, Uriel, you'll allow me to do so. I hear your voice saying, Ima, my younger brother Eli Raz needs you now. I'll be fine. I permit you, Ima. I permit you to be with Eli Raz for more time. But Ima, when you're finished, when you've poured out your heart and your pain, Ima, come to me for a little while because I, Uriel, need you too. Because a mother's embrace is never forgotten. Maybe, Ima, with me, you'll find some comfort. I'll give you a big hug. I'll say, don't worry, Ima, I'm here. I showed Eli Ruz the way. I paved the road. I'm here for him with Abba. Abba's waiting with the talit. His two hands are stretched out towards our heads in heaven to bless us. May the Lord bless you and keep you and grant you peace. And you, dear Ima, you must continue the life of a mother. You must continue for Avichai, for yourself, Avichai, El Yasaf, Hadas, and Bat El, her other children. You must continue for Shlomit, her daughter-in-law, and Eliezer's children, who I, Uriel, did not even know. Yima, you must continue for me and for Eliraz. And now Miriam speaks in her first person, and I, your mother, will forever hear the voice bursting from your tiny cradle, from your grave. I'll always hear the lullaby you love to hear before bed. The light has been gone for a while. Don't you leave now as well. Come, Ima. Sit with me until I grow up. Hugging, kissing, loving, and continuing. Ima. On another occasion inspired by Seder night, Miriam wrote, two sons, one military plot, and one mother, standing before them in silence. Two sons, one military plot, one people, and one precious, beloved land. One God and one prayer. If only comfort would arrive. The Mishnah tells us, Shimon HaTzadik teaches us that if you want to know what upholds the world, it's Torah learning, Avodah, Karbanos, Tefillah, and it's Gemilas Chesed. And every act of Gemilas Chesed is an act of doing something for someone else in such a selfless nature, to the point where you're willing to put your life at risk. I want to get another source. I'm coming right back. Oh, I'm not sure. One second. It's when Bas Paro names Moshe. Perek Beis Pasuk Yodin Sefer Shemos. Bas Paro names him Moshe. Vayigdal Eliyalad Vatavielu Ba Paro Vatahilo Leben Vatikrashma Moshe. Atomer Kamina Mai Mishisihu. Medrash Shmos Rabbah 1:26, Parsha Aleph Simen Chavav. You know, it's interesting. Moshe's called Moshe. He has a lot of names. And the Medrash tells us all of his names. Tovia, Tov. I don't remember. You could Google Moshe's 10 names, Chabad, and you'll find it. But in the whole Torah, he's only called one name. Bas Paro calls him Moshe, and he's called Moshe. Bas Paro put her life on the line to save somebody else. She could have been killed, capital crime. She's defying the order of the king. She has to throw the baby into the river, not save him. She knew as a Jewish child. She said, Mi'al de'ivrim zeh. She was fighting the battle to save Am Yisrael. She put her life on the line to save the nation. Atikra Shmo Moshe, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yod, and Sefer Shmos, Shmos Medrash Rabbah, Parasha Aleph, Simen Chaf Vav. Mikan atolam mitzcharen shel gomei chasad. And from here you learn the reward of those who do acts of loving kindness. Afal pishar b'shemos hayulo l'moshe. Even though Moshe had a lot of names, his parents must have called him something for the 2 years his mother was nursing him. Lo nikba lo shem b'chol ha'Torah el k'moshe karato batya bas paro. The Torah does not establish for him any other name except for the name that Bas Paro gave him. V'afal kodesh baruch hu lo karo b'shem acher. Even HaKodesh Baruch Hu did not call Moshe another name. Yoshua is Yoshua and Hoshea. Yaakov is Yaakov and Israel. Avram is Avram and Avraham. Sarai and Sarah. Moshe is only Moshe. Because his mother, his adopted mother, is rewarded for being a Gomelas Chesed who put her life on the line to save Am Yisrael. Every single one of our soldiers is engaging in the ultimate Gomelas Chesed. The comforts of their home, being with their family, warm showers, food, going to work, security, stability. To go fight Amalek for you and for me and for every Jew around the world, whether they know it or not. Nitar Bailey Omer Chaik Meshachin Rav Altis Chaber Larasha Altis Ya'esh Min Aparanas. Something so important we have to keep in mind. Remember Dasan and Aviram and Perush HaRash HaLachamish. We're living in times where it might be easy to be misyayish mina paranus. But we have to be mechazik ourselves. We have to look at our ancestors throughout history. We have to look at those who fight the fight of Klal Yisrael. We have to remember that Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael are netzach netzachim. And even though we go through different epochs in history of Galus that are very difficult, they cannot be misyayish because we know the Geula will come because Am Yisrael is the netzach netzachim. Hela says, Im ena nidi midi, kshani la'atzmi ma'ani. Yom lo'achshav e'masai. Every Jew must say, what am I doing to better myself? Im ena nidi midi. We're not going to be here forever. There's 120 and the clock is ticking for all of us. What am I doing in the time that I have to improve who I am and what I'm contributing to the klal? However, kshani la'atzmi ma'ani, do I only live for myself? And the Jew in the hovel is beaten, the Jew in the palace is threatened. We all share the same destiny at one faith, Haverim Kol Yisrael. We are caught in the historical web of Jewish destiny. Kshani la'atzmi ma'ani, am I living in my own dalet amos when I have no idea what's happening to other Yidden around the world? Am I not living for another Jew as well? V'im lo achshav, the time is mamash now, emasai v'nven. Asar nisyonis nisnas avram avinu olav ha'shalom. V'amad b'kulam. Yachar dvarim be'elav elkim nisas avram. V'ayom lo kachnas bincha, asichidcha, shahavtas yitzchak. Al-Yakim Shlomo Libman, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was thought to be captive, it was discovered that his remains were in the caver of another victim. I guess I could say, Baruch Hashem, he was zochet to his own Kfor Yisraelis. And you stand on Har Herzl. It's so vast. Dayenu, Dayenu. Each caver is Bincha, Yechidcha, Sharahafta. The Per's son-in-law said, the last Tuesday, the last conversation he had with him, the Per said in Yiddish, what's the matzav in Eretz Yisrael? Do we ask ourselves every day what's the matzav in Eretz Yisrael? I have a child who asks me every single day what's the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish every single day. We have to take inspiration. I'm asking myself what's the matzav. Yehuda ben Tamei Omer heve az kanamar. Kal kanesher. Ratz kitzvi ve gibor ka'ari. Asor ratzon avicha shabashamayim. Those who are going out to battle on our behalf are doing so with the strength of a leopard, the lightness of a nesher, the swiftness of the gazelle, and the strength of a lion. Finally, the Mishnah tells us in Perek Vav, Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. You cannot be a complete Torah Jew if you're lacking one of the 48 traits. I've told you many times, Rabbi Zevlev says Chayil is 48 in Gematria. You want to be an Ishus Chayil, you want to be a Giwar Chayil. We have to acquire all these 48 traits. It's a lifetime of work. But when one yid is suffering, when one yid is crying, when one yid is in pain, every yid should feel that pain. Should be, again, Al Tisya Ashmina Paranus. Am Yisrael is a hopeful nation. After Yom HaZikaron, we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. We have a Tekuma after the Nefila. But to separate ourselves from the pain of Klal Yisrael, this is not the Torah way, this is unconscionable. I'm going to end with the tefillah for the Chayei Tzahal. One second. I had to get up to get a lot of sources tonight. Let's hear it for teaching at home, right in front of the Svarim Shrink. So before I end, I know it seems the shiur didn't go so much with the theme of the sponsorships, but I think that's it's actually not true, and I'll tell you why. One of the sponsors, Esti Klein, is in sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, Chaim Yisachar Dov and Shlomo Ephraim, who was just Nifter in Chaf Nisan, who made the shirach, so he was responsible for a Jewish home. And any generations, all the generations of Ezra Hashem, will come from that Jewish home. That's the Tekuma. It's true there is Nefila. It's true there are hard times. It's true there was a Shoah, but after the Shoah there was a State of Israel. It's true that there's a Yom HaZikaron, but after Yom HaZikaron there's a Yom HaAtzmaut. It's true, Bechol Daradoram Dimalenu Chalaseinu, but it's also true, Kosh Baruch Hu Matzlinu Miyadam. So a person who makes a Shirech, wow, is building the future of Klal Yisrael. So this Shir is not only about those we have lost and crying, for those who are not here, and our tremendous admiration for our Gibor Chayil of the Chayilei Tzva Hagana Yisrael. But it's also a reminder that we are not Misyashmina Pranus, that the Gula will come, that there will be an ultimate Tikkun, there will be a Binyan Bayishlishi. And the other sponsor, our sheer founder, dear friend Miriam Goodman, is with tremendous Akaras HaTov, Takosh Baruch Hu, Yori Yehuda Shaticha, who is, like Miriam said, the miracle of a second grandchild, the beautiful baby girl. Paro says to Moshe, fine, you could leave, but who's going? And Moshe said, Bine Urenu Uvizikneinu. Bibanenu Ubimdasenu. We're going with our youth, because that's the future. I don't know if anybody saw the video yesterday on Yom HaShoah, and I forget which hospital, a Sula hospital. The same time that the siren for Yom HaShoah was going off, a new baby was born. And you see all the nurses at the doctors and the desk at the maternity ward standing in silence, paying their respects as the siren goes. And in the background, you hear from one of the birthing rooms a new baby crying. So a Jewish home, Ashadchen is a shaliach who builds a Jewish home. A new baby represents the future of Klal Yisrael. It's true they try and destroy us in every generation, but ultimately they will never be successful because Klal Yisrael always continues. Because after Zikaron comes Yom HaAtzmaut, and after the Shoah came the State of Israel. And after the tears, Hazarim Bedima, will come the joy, Berina Yiktsaru. Mishabercha Chayalei Tzahal. Mishabercha Vaseinu. Do you know that 4 soldiers were killed on Sunday? I want to say their names. Staff Sergeant Ruben Mark Mordechai Asulin, Hashem Yukom Damo, 19, from Renana. Staff Sergeant Ido Testa, Hashem Yukom Damo, 19, from Yerushalayim. Staff Sergeant Tal Shavit, 21, from Kfar Giladi. They were killed in the rocket attack at the Keren Shalom crossing. Also killed in the same attack, announced the next day, was Sergeant Michael Michal Ruzal, 18, from Mishal Nitzian. Our children are fighting for us. Yimeina nili midi, kshanila atzmi mani, yimeo achshav eimasai. And then yesterday, there was an attack in the north, a drone attack in Metula. 2 31-year-old reservists were killed. Nachman Natan Hertz, 31, married with 2 young daughters. And Master Sergeant Reservist Dan Kam Kagi were both killed in the same Hezbollah drone attack near Metula, both 31 years old. I don't know, do I live a life where I'm such an Oz Kanemer, a Kal Kanesher? Do I Ratz Katsvi Gibar Ka'ari? I don't know. Think of the bravery of the soldiers, the bravery of the families who sent them to the front. It's a drastic statement. I don't know that I necessarily mean it in the fullest sense, but in a sense, makes me feel a little ashamed. What do I do for Klal Yisrael? What do they do for Klal Yisrael? At the very least, I must be nosei ba'om chaveiro, I carry the burden. I daven, I dedicate learning. I cry with them, not only for them. Misha berach avoseinu avim yitzak v'yakov. Hu yivareich eschei lei tzvaha gane Yisrael. Vanshe kochos habitachon, omdim ar mishmar tzeinu v'arei Eloheinu. Migvul halavonan v'al mibar mitzrayim, v'min hayam hagadol ad levo harava, v'bechom makom shahim, v'yabasha, v'avir v'yam. Itain Adonai Eshovenu Okami Malenu Nigafim Lifnehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatsiyas Chayelinu Mikol Tzar V'tzuka Mikol Negel U'machala V'yishach Bracha V'atzlacha B'chol Maseh Yideim Yad Ber Soneinu Tachtehem V'yatrim B'kesher Yeshua V'v'ateras Nitzachon V'yukhem B'makasuv Ki Adonai Elohechem Ha'olech Imachem Echem Lechem Imavechem Loshia Eschem. In Omer, Amin. Yesterday was Yom HaShoah. Reminds us of the cost of not having a state, which my 4 grandparents' families always knew very, very well. And next week, Monday, is Yom HaZikaron. Reminds us of the cost of having a state. And yet, Klal Yisrael is a hopeful nation. We are not Misyayish Min HaGeula. And we know, Be'ezrat Hashem, or you're on masakin, but we need to be masakin. When you're a chuzin b'teshuva, the rachim of a kosh baruch will be misora b'kar b'r mehir b'meini mamish. And like Miriam Goodman said at the end of her dedication of her sponsorship, it is chus from all of our learning of Pirkei Avos and implementing what we are learning, bring shalom in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshuas to all of Klal Yisrael. And at next week's shir, may Mashiach Tzidkenu join us, Be'ezor Hashem. Kol tov and besuras tovos to all.